Burt Show.
So you want some tea, man. She walks into Target. There's her boss with another woman. He's married. She can feel like it's just not business with this other woman.
Oh, you go to Target with another woman? Ooh. We're going to have issues.
Yeah. I mean, the judge would take a look at a case like that and go, I'm giving it all to her.
Walmart, I might let slide. Target, I'm not letting slide.
So she sees the boss. The boss sees her. There's this awkward eye kind of movement thing. And everybody knows what's going on without saying they know what's going on. And now she's wondering, what do I do with this tea? She emailed us and Kristen's got the email.
Help, Burt Show. I have a giant hot cup of tea that was served to me. I definitely did not order it. Well, that's the best kind of tea. To give you some backstory, I work for a large corporate craft store in the U.S. I'm one of the full-time managers in the store. I've worked for the company for years. I've worked with my store manager for half the time I've worked for the company. We have a pretty good relationship. I think he's a great manager, and we work well together. And he honestly works well with everyone, and everyone generally likes him, and he has no issues. There's zero drama in the workplace, and that is hard to come by. He's a family man, mid-40s, with a wife of 18 years and three preteen slash teenage kids.
Now let's blame it on the kids. It's the stress of the teens.
Today, my store manager, my boss, and I had a mandatory meeting an hour away from our home and from where both of us live. We drove there separately. The meeting slash lecture went from 9 to 3 with two short breaks and a lunch break. I noticed he was pretty buddy-buddy with one of the other store managers who attended the meeting. And I figured it was because they worked together when he worked in her store. They became friends, or at least comfortable buds in the workplace. When the meeting was finished, I had to go into Target to grab a car charger for my phone. I noticed my boss also parked in the Target parking lot. And I noticed the girl he was buds with was also in the parking lot, and they were walking in together.
Uh-oh.
I just thought, okay, maybe they both needed something from Target just like I do, and they ran into each other. But then I walked in. I had just passed the $3 to $5 section, which is always a great section to peruse when, right when you walk into a Target.
They know what they're doing putting that there.
Right?
Or at the end also.
At the end, yep. Yeah.
I just passed the $3 to $5 section in the front and looked to my right and I saw it. My bus and his bud walking through Target in between the checkout lines and the girls section holding hands.
You cold busted.
Wow.
You and I go a lot of places, Bert. Can't say I ever held your hand when I went there.
Let me think about this.
No, you don't need to think about it. I couldn't believe it. I sped walked to the electronics and asked an associate to help me find what I needed, and I'm sure I had panic all over my face. I paid in electronics and started walking, and I saw them coming towards me. I looked down at my phone, giving them the opportunity to see me and unlock hands. They did. I looked up and made eye contact with my boss, and his face was red, and he awkwardly waved to me. And I just raised my brows and waved and headed for the exit. I sat in my car and waited for them to come out to see what would happen next. Would she get in his car? Would he get in hers? They walked out and walked to her car and faced each other and chatted and looked around a bit, and then he kissed her.
What?
Twice.
In the hand at all.
Tell me what to do. I never thought of him as this kind of guy. Do I tell his wife? Do I tell him, bruh, not cool? Do I mind my business? Do I send her a message from a made-up Facebook and then delete the profile? Do I tell him I know and ask for a raise?
Wait, what? That escalated?
Wow. LOL, help. Sincerely, Teabag Tammy.
Oh, right. No. First of all, you don't want to be noticed.
I don't think she wants that nickname. No, I don't think she's aware. Who's going to tell her?
Not yet.
She gave herself the nickname Teabag Tammy. Bad idea.
That might be the worst offense in this email. Might be.
Look, first of all, Teabag, you don't know what's going on in the marriage. You don't know if they are separated and they have made an arrangement. They are planning on getting married and they're in the separation phase and they've made an agreement like, hey, this thing is already done. You could date whoever you just don't know what's going on. You have no idea. Or maybe it's a little bit more scandalous than that. Maybe they're like, you know what? We've been married this long. You can date whoever you want. I can date whoever I want. We'll come back at the end of the day and we'll be this happy married couple, okay? So you just don't know.
I know. And everyone's going to be like, yeah, not my circus, not my monkeys. But somebody's got to take care of those monkeys. Like, if they're out walking, or if they're flying around, like, I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe you should get involved a little bit. Like, I feel like it's a girls move. If my husband was out cheating on me in the dollar section at Target, I would want to know. And I think you have to weigh the pros and the cons, because you might be putting your your job on the line. But at the same time, I kind of feel like it's the right thing to do.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you just don't have enough information. I mean, if this were a friend, family member, something like that, I would risk it. This is work. It's messy. You probably going to become a target if you involve yourself. I'm walking away.
It's your boss. It's exactly. Not just work. Yeah. It's your boss.
You just don't know enough. If you had 100%, then it would be a different conversation. But you just don't. No.
Sorry, teabag.
The Burt Show.